The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What is something you started? New job, whatever. And then you got there and you went, I have made a terrible decision. I'm going to quit. Whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. Could be a lot of things. Anybody quit it on the first time you did it? First day at work, first time you did it, or at least maybe the decision was made and you pretended for a little while longer.
I quit second day.
What did you quit second day?
I think I've talked about this before. It was a summer that I was home from college and I needed a job. So I called up one of those temp agencies and I got a job at the publisher, Simon & Schuster. And I thought, I'm going to be a book publisher or something. And then my job was to sweep their warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literally, it was, here's your broom, here's your dustpan.
But I want to edit.
Yeah. And it was, massive warehouses.
You're like the size of. Is F. Scott Fitzgerald here?
Yeah. Like these warehouses the size of football fields. And I'm just there with a little dustpan and brush sweeping up.
I think you were part of a science experiment.
Terrible. I remember I did that for, it was close enough. It was only like 10 minutes from my house so I could go home for lunch. So the first day I did it, and I was like, all right, this wasn't so bad. Second day, got to noon, went home for lunch, and then I just called the temp agency. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to be returning to work. This is BS, so see you later.
When you do that with a temp agency, I assume they stop giving you temporary jobs?
I believe that I had something else lined up, so I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they... 'Cause that's when I eventually went to work for a moving company because a friend of mine had worked there. Yeah. So
it definitely doesn't put you high on their
probably
list.
Not. No,
as
probably
a former,
not.
Former manpower employee here, I'll let you know that you say yes to stuff. Yeah.
I think that was the company. I think it was manpower.
Yeah, that or you were a Kelly girl.
What does that mean?
That used to be a temp service.
Yeah.
Oh,
you need a gal
degrading.
To run your office. Get yourself a Kelly girl.
Oh.
Well, that's the thing. I think it was before they were just Kelly services. I think it was. I mean, that's what they were called, like Kelly girls.
Yeah,
you would hire them just to fill temporary positions. Usually it was in, secretarial.
Like, God, I've been filling temporary positions for years now. When's it going to be my turn?
Yeah, just...
this text. This weekend, I quit something immediately. I rented a trencher to run Ethernet from the house to the pole barn. Ended up ripping up the power lines running to the pole barn.
Oh, no. You didn't call Miss Dig. That's the first thing you have to do when you're going to use a trencher. You got to know where your power lines are.
On behalf of that texter, I know now. Just guessing, that's what they're thinking.
Yeah, probably. This person says, I quit Ty Bow within an hour with Billy Blanks when I fell into my closet.
Dude,
Ty Bow.
Those YouTube tutorials, they're no joke, man. You can do those at home, they say. No, you can't. I'm a puss. The one thing I quit was super similar. It was like an outdoor style. It wasn't CrossFit, but like that. It was a personal trainer in Atlanta that my friend was working with, and she said, come and do these classes. I'll hook you up for the whole summer. And I said, okay. But summer in Atlanta is hot and humid. And we get out there. I had breakfast beforehand, cooked me some eggs with some veggies, and was like, I got an hour before. There's plenty of time to digest. It wasn't. They were like, hey, run a mile. I'm like, immediately?
Like,
we're just gonna, we're just starting off with run a mile? Okay. So I run a mile, and it took me like 17 minutes. It was ridiculous. It didn't. It took me like 15. Still embarrassing. And then they're like, all right, start on the stairs. I was like, all of them? We're in a stadium. Like, what do you mean? And they go, yeah, every time you go up, and then when you go over, you go down, and then over, and then up. And then so you do that. And I was like, how many times? And they're like, till we say to stop. I barfed up eggs so fast.
Oh,
I like how there was no,
no.
Like, there was no instruction that you couldn't question.
I love
even
it.
Though they're both what? Fairly basic.
I know.
You, run? I, what do you
I get
mean?
The mindset. You were just like, we're doing that? Really?
I was like, this is brutal. I'm a yoga girl. I'm trying to take it easy. I just want to stretch.
This text just came in. Very similar. Back in my 20s, I bought a Thighs of Steel VHS tape. I did what the lady was doing, and I was pooped. Then she said, okay, we're done with the warm-up, and I couldn't believe that was the warm-up. I ejected the VHS and never put it in again.
You say Thighs of Steel?
Yeah, I remember Thighs of Steel. You'd see those. They were always advertised on late night and stuff, all those workout videos.
Ooh, I got a job at Sam's Club, and it was my job to make the roast chickens. It was so disgusting. They didn't have running water there. Wait, what do you mean they didn't have running water?
Wait,
that
what?
Has to, there must have been a thought left out of that or something.
Yeah.
No running water. Oh, my God.
1-800-947-3979. I was bored during COVID, so I picked up something I could do at home, whittling. I did it for about 15 minutes after I had ordered everything I would need off Amazon, and I cut my finger to the bone. And that was the end of whittling for me.
Ordered everything you need. Isn't it just a knife and a stick?
What is
like, there's nothing else that you need.
I mean, if you're just being a basic person,
technically
Steve.
It says after buying all the materials.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But yes.
Yeah. Go in your yard and stick. Get a stick.
No, my friend literally, she was whittling one summer and we all stayed at a cabin. And our one friend was like, hey, can you whittle me a Coke spoon? And she said, sure. By the end of the weekend, she found a branch and a knife and just whoop. And our friend had a tiny little spoon for his cocaine.
Not at all what I thought was about to happen.
I made a Coke spoon.
It's so homespun yet urban at the same time.
That is exactly the phrase I was going to use.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like when she said Coke spoon, I'm like, oh, I wonder what that is, because it can't mean cocaine.
Craft class, paraphernalia version.
Right? Yeah, there's some real cross-contamination there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought for sure you were going to say, it was a joke. They don't really do cocaine, but.
I mean, I'm not sure. Anything's possible.
I mean, they asked for a specific spoon.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the first time I saw somebody wearing a little necklace with a spoon on it. And I was like, what's that for? And they looked at me like, oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? Why are you wearing a little spoon?
Yeah, is that for little puddings?
And, yeah. And then they had that ring with like a treasure box on it. And I was like, oh, so you do heavier drugs. I'm just over here smoking weed.
The first time I saw that, I had seen that ring in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw it in a movie and they opened it up and started doing things. And I went, oh.
Yeah.
Like all of it. That was my Usual Suspects Kaiser Soze moment.
Mm-hmm.
Cruel Intentions was the first time I ever saw one of those necklaces.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That taught you a lot.
I didn't see that.
Text. I'm a 230-pound muscular, long hair, long beard dude. And when I came into the dojo for the first time for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I went to sign up with their school and I immediately knew that people were looking at me like I didn't belong. I've been an avid gym junkie for several years. I'm pretty strong, but I'm a kind soul. And all these experienced students saw me as a target to beat the hell out of. My second session, I was thrown in onto my own shoulder, got hurt, was out for a month. Then my first session back, after a month, someone tried to dislocate my elbow, and I quit and took up boxing because it's less violent.
Jesus, did you join Cobra Kai?
It sounds like it. Oh, no mercy!
Just break him.
I did a kickboxing class that was so tough. And I'm one of those people, like, if I need a break, I'm going to sit down. Like, I'm going to listen to my body. So when those trainers are like, don't give up, I'm like, I'm not giving up. I'm just temporarily pausing. Please don't yell at me. Like, I need 2 minutes. Like, my little heart's about to just drop right into my butt. Like, stop.
What did you quit immediately? This one, I took a temporary job at a junkyard. And when I asked where the restroom was, they handed me a bucket and they said, take it wherever you want. I knew it wasn't for me. I said, no, I have to drop a deuce. And they said, yeah, we know. That's why we handed you this bucket.
Oh. Wow.
It was fine the first time when I was the first to use it, but when they handed it to me the second time and it had remnants left.
I was going to say, they had to be joking, but if there were actually remnants in there.
Nope.
Yeah. Like
that's not great.
Oh, this one is classic. So many people have done this one. Started watching the Masters earlier this year while it was raining at work. Fell in love with golf. Got everything I'd need to golf. It is now the end of October, and I have yet to go one time.
Wow, you didn't even make it out there once?
I just bought all the stuff because you watched it on television.
Wow.
That's surprising with golfers, because golfers, I mean, you see people spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on the equipment, the lessons, and they're still terrible, but they still love it. So that surprises me with a golf fan. Usually they power through.
Right.
Yeah, but they didn't even become, I mean, they only watched it on television, so they didn't have time to become an actual fan of activity. They just really like watching it. They should have just bought a better television.
That's true, yeah.
This one, I quit being the my kids are not going to watch TV parent after about the first month.
Hell
I realized
yeah.
this yes. is not going to work. There's a reason everyone does this. Oh,
those things yes. are great babysitters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I convinced myself very quickly. You know, a lot of these shows are pretty educational.
This one, I quit my first job at Burger King after 20 minutes. A couple of weeks later, I got a check in the mail for $2.80.
Nice, they paid you. That's good.
I'm surprised, honestly.
I accidentally ended up at one of those, like, recruiter things where you think you're going to work for a business, but it's really just a pyramid scheme.
Oh, me too. I did that.
Yeah, and I didn't know. I mean, this was, you know, before I could just easily Google something and somebody come into, like, a part-time job saying, hey, if you want to work in an office, we're hiring. It's a great job. It starts you off at such and such. So I drove on a Saturday morning to do, like, their recruitment type of thing where you, like, fill everything out. You do an interview. And I realized, oh, my God, there's, like, 50 people here and they're pitching me some sort of weird little scheme. And so I got on a payphone. I called my dad and I was like, hey, so should I leave? And he goes, yeah. Why would you stay there? I'm like, okay. All right. Just had to double check before I did it.
And the guy that caught me, he was the one of the assistant coaches on the basketball team I was covering right out of college.
Mm-hmm.
And he got me so good. I'm so embarrassed by how easy this worked. He calls me up to sit next to him on the bus while we're on the way to some road game. Greg, I've been looking for someone that would really help me with the business I'm opening. And God, I've had my eye on you. You're just the guy, the right level of talent and everything else. I'd be really honored if you'd think about, and I'd been thinking about getting a part-time job because we were broke.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that guy, he sees something in me that no one else does.
My big yeah. break.
Like, I don't know what was more disappointing, finding out that it was the pyramid scheme or finding out that he just wanted some bodies to show up because he had to get 7 to show up so he would be satisfying the person above him or whatever. And I got there, by the way, 4 of the other people that showed up for Dean were basketball players who had to come. And 2 of them were like, he said there'd be free food, and there was.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, well, he told me I was a genius, so I'm here. Yeah. I didn't even know there was food. I'm just stupid.
I'm gullible and broke and needed the cash.
Yeah.
That's where I was.